This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Second down, they blitz again. Daniels, though, has some time. Lets it rip, floating it deep down the field, going for Brown. He's got it! A perfect throw to Deonte Brown!
That's our guy Kevin Burkhart on the call for Fox of Commanders playoff football last year. You know, he saw a lot more of the Commanders in 2024 than he probably thought he was going to.
That's right. More than you bargained for.
And he might see a whole lot of them again this year. Welcome back to G&D on the Fan. Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and our guy, the outstanding Kevin Burkhart, will be on the call with Tom Brady, Aaron Andrews, Tom Rinaldi on Fox of Commanders Giants in the 1 o'clock window this Sunday. Joins us now. KB, I'm old enough to remember when a Week 1 A-team being at Northwest Stadium would have been pretty shocking, but you guys might as well, get a locker or something, leave some things at the stadium. You might be there a little bit.
Hey, you know what? First of all, good to be back with you guys. Second of all, that highlight you played, that was one of the best throws I saw all year. That was like dropped from the heavens to Deonte Brown's, you know, numbers. Second of all, you know, look, it's great. I mean, for me, you know, an old school NFC East matchup, I mean, that's what I grew up on in the Northeast. I love it so much. So to be back there and have Washington, you know, kind of back on top, back in the championship game, hopefully the Giants will be better. They've made a lot of good offseason moves. I just love the whole vibe of it.
What is, as you're prepping for this thing, I mean, you know, the Giants are, there's some desperation there, certainly maybe from the front office, the coach maybe, you know, fighting for his job, and a Russell Wilson and company with, you know, some pretty stout players on defense. And then look at Washington with all the expectations from last year. Just kind of give me your big picture thoughts on this one.
Well, I love what Washington did. I mean, obviously it's going to be a little different, right? I mean, they kind of surprised some people. I mean, they're, you know, what they did in the offseason when they overhauled, you know, the staff and obviously with the new ownership going a little bit further back than that, you know, to try to get back to respectability. And the respectability jumped 8 wins in a year. And I don't even know if they had that in mind in their wildest dreams. But it was, you know, they have so many great things in place. And then I love that Adam Peters went out and said, all right, well, we got the amazing stud star quarterback now. What's that? You know, and, you know, I think they're an older team, veteran team on purpose because they tried to change the culture and everything that had been going on there. And then they won. So the fact that they go out and add big pieces like Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil, I mean, I love it. I mean, I think this is no shocking revelation, fellas, but I mean, Jaden Daniels is a star. He's got everything you want, everything imaginable that you want in terms of a quarterback with a head on his shoulders. He's smart. He's accurate. Obviously, he's athletic. And then they've surrounded him with a bunch of really good pieces. The biggest thing, among other things, is how do they handle success, right? They kind of came at you as the big underdog last year, and then teams didn't even know what hit them. Well, now they've had an offseason to look at it. So how are they going to react to that? That's going to be one of the real fun questions the first month of the year.
The great Kevin Burkhart of Fox with us on Grant and Danny. He'll be calling Commanders Giants at 1 o'clock this Sunday. An actual game week here on The Fan. We're fired up about it. I saw that Jackson Dart was named the QB2 for the Giants on their depth chart. So on your play-by-play board, he's going to be right behind Russell Wilson, which surprises me a little bit, although he had a great preseason. What's your take on the QB situation there with Russell Wilson coming over from Pittsburgh and as well as Dart played in the preseason? You know, how close he might be to seeing playing time?
I think the Giants feel like they have their quarterback of the future. That being said, I think they're really happy with Russell Wilson right now. You know, I think they needed some stability there. You know, obviously they hadn't won in the last couple of years at all. And they've had, you know, the offense has been a mess. And trying to figure out the quarterback situation is a big reason why, right? But I think Russell Wilson gives them a real leader in the room, a professional, a guy who's going to get rid of the ball, you know, on time and make the offensive line look a little better. And, you know, I know for the coaching staff is really been impressed by his example. And look, Russell Wilson's on a one-year deal. He wants to win. And I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for a quarterback to sit. Now, look, Jaden Daniels came in and did something that, you know, is not done all the time. In fact, he did most things that weren't done ever. And I know we're in the culture of rookie quarterbacks play basically because they have to and people's jobs are on the line. But I think the Giants really love Jackson Dart. That being said, I think in the same sentence, I think it's fine if he sits and not only learns and matures and things like that, but gives Russell Wilson a chance to see if they could be competitive and win some games and at least be in some games. So I think it's a good situation. I really do. I think you've got a veteran quarterback who's positive personality, great leader, and is a good player still, even though he's not the same guy he was 10 years ago. And then you've got the guy who you hope is the guy to lead your franchise, and you don't have to rush him in right now. Like, let him absorb a little bit, whether it's 2 months or for the full year, and get even better. That's the way I see it. There's positivity there. Now they got to go win games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So for this Giants team, Kevin, this is one of my, you know, entering the season sort of sneaky theories is they're not going to be that bad. I don't think they're ready to, you know, be a playoff team and win a bunch of games and, you know, go make some noise, but they lost a number of one-score games last year in semi-fluky fashion. They were non-competitive than some others, but I think you look at that defense, you look at, you know, some stability at quarterback, you mentioned with Russell Wilson. I think they're going to be a pain in the butt for some people, and there are pain in the butt this week for Washington. Kind of give me your thoughts on the Giants season.
Yeah, Danny, I think think for them, they won a wild card game in 2022, and Daniel Jones played the game of his life. And ironically, it might have been one of the toughest things to happen in the organization, because then they had to pay him coming off that performance, and they let Saquon go. And all, it triggered all these other things. And then Daniel Jones was hurt a bunch in the 2 years. And so it sent the franchise kind of backwards. So this is the reset, right? This is the reset where they feel better about where they are. And I think really they have Washington to look up to in the sense, like, that's the team to me that they're trying to emulate, because, I mean, the Commanders had a 4 wins 2 years ago, right, or whatever it was, and they jump up again to the NFC Championship game by drafting a star quarterback and bringing in really good veteran players who can lead. And I think the Giants tried to do that, even if Jackson Dart doesn't play right away. You know, with Russell, and on defense, they bring in Javon Holland from Miami and Paulson and Debo, like good players, good veteran players who have played a lot in this league and who are respected. I think their defensive line is fantastic. The problem is they're never ahead to rush the quarterback. So if they find a way to be in games in the fourth quarter, or even have a lead, I think that's going to be a big problem for other teams. So I'm with you. I think you have the exact right read. I think, look, every team wants to win the Super Bowl. But I think for them, behind closed doors, they tell you, hey, if we make a big jump and at least position ourselves for next year to be a real threat, I think they would sign up for that all day.
Kevin Burkhart of Fox with us here on Grant and Danny. He will be on the broadcast of Washington and New York from Northwest Stadium this weekend. He is their A play-by-play with Tom Brady. KB, how about the rest of the conference at the top with Philly as still the shortest odds to win the conference? The Packers just added Micah Parsons. That was one of the quietest 11-win seasons ever last year. Do they have enough to overtake Detroit, who's become a perennial power? The Bucs are a favorite in the South again. How do you see the conference that kind of you guys will be covering in the playoffs that goes through the NFC on Fox here? How do you see it?
Yeah, Grant, I think the conference is really good, top to bottom. That's number one. I would say that the Eagles, until proven otherwise, are still the best team, but their schedule is very difficult. And I just think from a win regression standpoint, I think they and Washington could come back a win or two just because the schedule is so much harder. But I think from a, you know, a roster construction, from a Super Bowl defending champ, they're still the team to beat in my eyes. If you look at the rest of the conference, I think the Rams have an argument to be the best team in the NFC. I think they are absolutely loaded. They did it with a young defense last year, learning on the fly with the retirement of Aaron Donald, and they were great. They're only going to get better. The only big question is the health of Matthew Stafford. Can his back hold up for a year? If he does, I think the Rams are fantastic. The Niners, it's an interesting year for them because all this transition, all of these veterans, you know, one of them in Debo going to Washington, and they had to change it up. But they kept, for the most part, their stars intact, and they have a lot of young guys for the first time ever in Kyle Shanahan's tenure. They have the easiest schedule in the NFL. I could see if they stay healthy, if Christian McCaffrey stays healthy, they still play Niners football. I could see them finding 10 wins just through their schedule and who they play. And then you've got the North, which is so loaded and so good. I think the Micah trade for Green Bay was obviously great. Their D was really good last year and got better as the year went on with Jeff Hafley. But I don't know that I'm ready to crown them as the champs of the NFC North just yet. I think if J.J. McCarthy is any good, and I mean any good, I think Minnesota's roster is stacked. And then we have Detroit, which I kind of feel like Detroit's the same boat as Philly and Washington, where I think they're still going to be excellent, but just because the conference is tougher and they lost both coordinators, would it shock me if Detroit comes back to, you know, a 10-11 win team instead of a 14-win team? No, it wouldn't, but I still think they're going to be really, really good. So I think the NFC North is congested. I think Philly's still the best with the Rams right there. And I could see Washington and San Francisco making some major noise. If that's a way to sum it up. I know it's a long answer, but there you go.
No, it was perfect. Succinct. We loved it. This will be year two with you and Tom Brady. You're next to this handsome gentleman and nobody pays attention to. I feel bad. It's like you got to sit next to Tom Brady. What did he ever do in the NFL? What'd you think? I mean, getting to work with him last year and just as he came on as the year went on and got better and better at it, how are you guys kind of coming into year two philosophically here?
Neil, I think we all feel great about it. You know, last year was really a lot of fun, and I was really proud of what we did. I mean, you know, it's hard to be an analyst in the NFL, and with all the, you know, all the attention and things that were going to be on our group and Tom, and, you know, people were going to take shots at him no matter what. Fair, unfair, whatever, you know, that's part of the deal. But I thought that he was outstanding, and I thought we got better and better and better as the year went on, and that's really what you're trying to do, right? He I'll say this, among other things, he's just an unbelievable teammate. No shock for a guy that won more than anybody else. But he's an amazing teammate, treats everyone like they're kings, and is just so great to be around. Such a good guy. And you know, I think one of the most fun things for me, besides just getting to know him and become friends with him, is he's just a football nerd. He loves the sport. You know, I mean, we're in the press box, and obviously it's a place he's never been before. And, you know, someone makes a big play, and he's like, you know, he's like punching me in the arm and like jumping up and down. He's so excited, like watching the game. He's like watching the game, you know, guys like we would watch a game, you know? And I think to me, like to be the greatest player ever and to have that enthusiasm, and you probably heard it in some of the broadcasts. Like, I think that was just so damn cool, like, for him to be that way. So it was awesome, and we're really, really excited for year two.
Love having you, buddy. Really appreciate it. Enjoy this weekend. Have a great call. Mix in a few, like, Washington touchdown calls, if you don't mind. That'd be a lot of fun to beat the Giants in week one for us.
Yeah, we could get a few of those. I have a feeling we'll see a few. Always good to be back with you guys, man. Enjoyed it, as always.
It's football appreciate season. You, needed to talk to Kevin Burkhardt to get it started. There he is. KB will be on the call. Commanders-Giants this weekend for Fox.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.